This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benmo, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our famous things section, the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth of Nations is a group of 53 nations from around the world. Most members are former colonies of the British Empire. These nations have no legal obligation to each other. They are united by their common history, language, and values. The Commonwealth is sometimes referred to as a family of nations. The British Empire began to dismantle in the early 20th century. In 1931, the Statute of Westminster stated that the British Commonwealth of Nations was a group of free and equal nations that paid allegiance to the Crown. In 1949, the London Declaration was adopted. This document included some important changes. Firstly, the official name was changed to the Commonwealth of Nations. Secondly, members were no longer obliged to pay allegiance to the British monarchy. Since 1952, Queen Elizabeth II has been the symbolic head of the Commonwealth. The head of the Commonwealth does not play a role in the governance of the members. However, some members of the Commonwealth are constitutional monarchies. This means Britain's monarch is their head of state, too. The other members have their own heads of state. A meeting of Commonwealth heads of state is held every other year in a different host nation. Members discuss law, peace, security, human rights, trade, and other international issues. The next head of the Commonwealth will not necessarily be Queen Elizabeth's successor. According to its founders, this network of nations was built on the shared desire for friendship, loyalty, freedom, and peace. Membership is voluntary. If a nation's government violates the Commonwealth principles, it can be suspended. In 2002, Zimbabwe was suspended for holding unfair elections. Nations can also withdraw from the association. The Gambia withdrew in 2013. Similarly, nations can ask to join even if they aren't former members of the British Empire. In fact, the Commonwealth of Nations has a waiting list. Mozambique and Rwanda are two countries that have recently joined. The Commonwealth Games, a sporting competition between the Commonwealth members, are held every 4 years in a different host nation. The first games were held in Hamilton, Ontario in 1930. The core sports at that time were swimming, diving, boxing, lawn bowling, rowing, and wrestling. Since then, other sports have been added, including rugby, squash, and field hockey. The Commonwealth of Nations makes up almost a third of the world's population. While some people think that the Commonwealth plays an important role in maintaining international friendship and human rights, others feel the association has become irrelevant. Every Commonwealth Day, which takes place on the second Monday of March, Queen Elizabeth broadcasts a message to the members. She talks about why the organization is more important than it ever was. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Famous Things section. That's all for today. See you next week.